Okay, so Kim Jong-un wants his new year to be about H-bombs. Personally, I think a dieting resolution might be a better idea for the dear leader. For the rest of us, the key to resolutions apparently has as much to do with the support people get in doing them, which means you've got to ignore all of those late-night cynics and resolution hater guys like John Oliver.
But let's be honest, we're a few days into the new year now, and if you haven't broken your resolutions yet, statistically, you are about to.
I mean, everyone's resolution is going to fail, isn't it? I mean, even the start of the new year is commemorated with somebody dropping the ball.
This year, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, or by a scale that is off by 10 pounds.
Forget those dudes, folks. Have some faith and self-esteem, people.
This is Tom in Austin, Texas. On January 4th, 2006, I made the anti-New Year's resolution to stop smoking. By removing it from the new year, I gave myself permission to call it my own. I haven't had a cigarette since.
Okay, as always, we're here to help, and we're not alone. This week, the podcast Only Human from WNYC Studios is kicking off a New Year's resolution project with Duke University behavioral psychologist and best-selling author Dan Ariely. Takeaway listeners are invited to participate. It's called Stick to It, a smartphone-based research partnership with Dr. Ariely, one of the foremost researchers on procrastination and willpower and why people abandon their goals so easily. Dr. Dan is in the house. Welcome back and Happy New Year.
A very Happy New Year.
And you're the resolution expert here as far as behavioral economics is concerned. Tell me what you hope to achieve in this initiative with Only Human.
We teamed up with Only Human with the idea to try and help people further with New Year resolutions. So New Year resolutions are kind of nice things. Everybody, when they makes them, hope to actually achieve them. The problem is that then we run into regular life. So you say to yourself, oh, I'm going to eat better, but then you run into the same restaurant and the same temptation and so on. You say, I'll save money, but you get the same temptation to buy things. And we fail time after time. And what we realize in social science in general is that the environment matters. And people can have good intentions, but without the supporting environment for that, it will be hard. Now, we can't go into people's homes and change the refrigerators and all kinds of things like that in terms of restructuring their environment, but we can give people a different environment on their phone. So we're creating a few different versions of an app that is supposed to kind of help people along the journey of getting their good intentions in terms of New Year resolution and help them along the way by getting them to be a bit more likely to stick to it.
So my wife, she wants to eat better, and I'm the cook in the household. She'll say to me, you know, tell me when I'm eating badly. And I sometimes say, you know, that's sort of annoying. You know, deal with it yourself kind of thing, because I guess I'm such a jerk. But this is really crucial for her success, is to have me be kind of the app for her, reminding her and supporting her in what she does. I mean, I have to cook for five kids, so you can't always have – you know, organic kale for five kids. But still, I need to be more supportive this reason.
You should be more supportive. And you could say it's her duty. But the fact is that the moment you serve her a plate, kind of the battle has been lost, right? It's very hard not to finish what you're being served. And not only that, doing things like calorie counting, if you're in charge of your own activity, it's just really exhausting. As you go through the day and you have to make lots of decisions, you get mentally tired. So if I ask you to count calories, what will happen is that you'll really get tired of this. By the way, the same thing happens with budgeting. If you have a very strict budget and you keep on in your mind all the time how much money you're spending, it's a very unpleasant feeling and the whole joy of life goes down. So imagine two scenarios. Imagine one scenario in which you just give your wife half a plate of food, or, you know, 75% of a food, or another one in which you give her a full plate and you say, why don't you eat less, right? The first one is just much more helpful. She doesn't have to make the decision. She will enjoy the food more and actually eat less.
What's the tone of your app? Is it going to be helpful and encouraging? Is it going to be a little frightening? Is it going to be beeps? And you know, I'm trying to imagine what you're going to come up with here because you're an MIT guy.
Yeah, so first of all, you know, the apps work on general on people, but they don't necessarily work on everybody. So it's not as if we can guarantee that that will work on everybody, these kind of solutions. It's much more about fitting in with people's lifestyle, figure out how to do things on time, thinking about kind of a process, not about just a specific reminder. But we also have different versions, and we're going to try and see at the end of the day which version works better.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Let me have a go at this that came in from one of our listeners. A fellow in Austin, Texas, said he made an anti-New Year's Eve resolution to stop smoking. And he described that by removing it from the new year, he gave himself permission to call it his own. And he says he's had success. What's he talking about, an anti-resolution?
Yeah, so this is his term. Usually when we think about an anti-resolution, we think about something that will happen if you break that, right? So you could say a resolution is usually about a good thing, right? So you could say, oh, I'll stop smoking. But you can make another resolution that says, if I continue smoking, I'll give money to some charity I really hate, right, the KKK or something like that. and basically you can commit to that. There's actually a beautiful website called stick.com that allows you to do it. So you can partner with somebody and say, you know what, I don't want to drink any soft drinks. If you see me drinking any soft drink, for every drink I have, I'll put $5 into the KKK fund. And every time they see you, they report it. And then the idea is that the shame and the embarrassment of giving money to a charity you hate so much, plus it can go public, right? You can post it on Facebook. However, despite what this listener is saying, in general, we find that the new year is a good time to make a resolution. And here's the idea. We live continuously over time, right? We're kind of the same people that we were. And if you ask yourself, am I a good John? Am I a bad John? You're just kind of a combination of what you've been before. But the new year allows you to have a breaking point and to kind of to start fresh. And you can say to yourself, okay, now I'll be good. And what happened is that as long as you're good, you can think of yourself as better. So let's just take something like dieting. Imagine that on average, you're good in terms of your eating habits 80% of the time. If you start tomorrow and you say, I'm good 80% of the time, if I'll be really good today, it'll be 80.001. If I'll not be good, it'll be 79.996, right? It's not a big deal. You're not changing the statistics. But if you have a new year, there's a chance to have basically a kind of a strike, right? There's a chance to basically say, you know what? I've been good every day since the beginning of the year. I'm the kind of a person who does that. Now, sadly, at some point you fail and so on, but it's actually a good time to say, I'm going to be a different person and I'm going to think of myself as the new person just from that point and kind of reset the statistics. If you start from scratch, it can make a big difference.
Dan Ariely, if we somehow get a boost of contributions to the KKK as a result of this segment, can I talk to you about that?
I will make an anti-donation if anybody donates to that cause.
Thank you. Very interesting, but if that was the consequence here, I don't know how I'm going to deal with that. Dan Ariely, Duke University behavioral psychologist and bestselling author, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You can go to thetakeaway.org and download apps that Ariely and his team at the Duke Center for Advanced Hindsight are anticipating will encourage people to exercise more.